crime across Europe is getting worse. And we know that because we see race hate crimes increasing right across Europe from one end to the other. And the reason for that amplification of racism is because austerity has automatically led to the scapegoating of Roma, of black people, of Muslims, of poor working class people. This is an attempt by the elite to distract the majority of us from those who are responsible for the crisis in the economy. Not black people, not Muslim people, not Roma or East Europeans. They're not responsible for the crisis. Their bankers are responsible for the crisis. And you know, as well as racism increasing, we've seen Islamophobia ripped through the roof. So now Muslim women who wear the hijab or the veil find themselves subject to daily abuse on the streets of the United Kingdom and in other parts of Europe. Well, if I knew that European confidence was so frigging fragile and could be disturbed by a woman wearing a hijab, I would have put on a hijab a long time ago to bring down these races. Maybe we should have a hijab solidarity demonstration in order to mess up these people. The other thing that I bring to your attention is this. Let's not forget the Mediterranean migrants who are dying in their thousands off the southern coast of Italy, because Europe is so racist that they're unable to do the most compassionate thing. And Britain is leading the race to the bottom by saying, we will take no migrants. We will take no migrants. Migrants built every inch and square of this country. And we have to send out our solidarity to a name you may not have heard, Alex Sosa, who's only 17. He was out for a night in Plymouth, enjoying himself, a footballer for Plymouth Argyle, a promising footballer. He gets attacked by a white man in a racist attack, 17 years old, died on the 16th of July last year. When the police caught him, the white man said to them, the fucking nigger deserved it. This is the racism that we continue to face. That's why the anti-racist movement such as this has to go to Devon to send the message that black people can walk safely on the streets of Devon, and we are behind them. And so we send out our solidarity to them, but we also know that austerity is not limited to its effects here in the United Kingdom. Because we see racism that we thought was long dead being resurrected under the Confederate Southern flag of Charleston, USA of America, where a white racist can walk into a church, not any church, the AME, Zionist Baptist Church, that was formed at the end of slavery for free African slaves, walk into that church and mow down 9 people. And when he does, he's called a lone wolf or mentally disturbed. He's no lone wolf. He's part of the racial terrorism that has been unleashed across America. You worry about the Ku Klux Klan in America. I say worry about the Blue Klux Klan, the ones in uniforms that are shooting our people every day. So we stand in solidarity. Let's give a message to 10 Downing Street about these migrants in the Mediterranean. Let them in! 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 Peace!
Thank you.